Chapter 2. A week later, and Lucy was still fuming over the run-in with Victor Collins. The nerve of that asshole to send her running the way he had. If he could see her now, he'd know she meant business. Only a woman on a mission would be standing outside Giancarlo Sage's apartment, formulating a plan for breaking and entering, so she could get up close and kill him. The season had begun to lose some of its humidity, the occasional breeze kicking up hard enough to make Lucy shiver beneath her thin overcoat. It wouldn't be cool enough for the scent of burning wood to drift along the air currents yet, but she lifted her face skyward anyway. Another cool breeze touched her skin. Stars winked at her, as if they shared some inside joke. A night made for cuddling lovers. In the distance, thunder sounded in low, grumbly tones. Rain on the horizon. She stared up at the imposing building, not certain what she should do next. At this hour of the night, she probably aroused more suspicion than she wanted to. However, according to her research, Sage was a born vampire, and therefore affected by the sun's rays. She waited until this close to morning so she would catch him at his weakest. She imagined that during the daytime, his home must have been an impenetrable fortress. So this made the most sense, she hoped. The trick was getting to Sage before the sun came up, but not too early either. She wanted to be able to still have a conversation with him, make him understand who'd come after him and why. The modest storefront beneath his home could have been on the streets of New York, except when she looked closer, she noticed the sticker prices of antiquities only the ultra-rich could afford. Lucy had every urge to press her hands against the windows like a kid, staring at the display of a candy shop. But time was short, and she had much more important things to do. Lucy strolled past the entrance and from the street, could spot the doorman sitting just inside the glass door. A few feet farther down, another man sat behind a waist-high desk, security probably. She might make it past a vampire doorman, one who would expect a sophisticated premier woman to make house calls to a place like this one. A woman who would be discreet and command an exorbitant by the hour price tag. Whether vampire or human, males all had the same sexual needs. And men of wealth.